Barack Obama visited New York City at least 32 times as president. As part of our series, The Obama Years, The View from New York, WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that the president came to the Big Apple for the same reasons a lot of people do, to make money, eat good food, and catch a show.
It all started with date night.
President Obama took First Lady Michelle out on a date night in Manhattan over the weekend.
During Obama's first presidential campaign in 2008, when things were getting crazy hectic, he'd promised Michelle, when this thing is over, I'm going to take you out to dinner and a show. So yeah, New York. Blue Hill Restaurant in the West Village with its super mashup cuisine of kohlrabi burritos and beer ice cream. Then on to Broadway for the August Wilson play, Joe Turner's Come and Gone, with its characters who do what they have to do to get by, like this sassy lady telling her landlord how it's going to be.
Look here, Mr. Holly, I forgot to tell you, I likes me some company from time to time. I don't like being by myself.
Well, your business is your business.
Except if you're president, and then you're everybody's business. On the surface, date night was an early introduction to America's freshly minted glamour couple. Crowds lost it as their motorcade passed through Times Square. But under the surface, an anti-Obama smear machine was already gearing up. It started with date night. Critics harped on its cost to the taxpayer, complaints that mushroomed over time into cries of scandal about the frequency and supposed extravagance of Obama's trips as president. The website factcheck.org says that among its most frequently asked questions are, did Bo the first dog really have his own separate plane? No, he did not. Did Obama travel and vacation less than his predecessor, George W. Bush? Yes, he did. It's become a theme over the last 8 years of our national politics, the loss of early luster, fairly or not, and the lowering of expectations. You can see it subtly playing out in Obama's relationship to New York, where the president came not just for culture, but cash. Getting it? And dealing with the loss of trillions in the Great Recession.
Financial weapons of mass destruction.
In 2010, the president stood on Cooper Union's historic stage and talked Wall Street reform. He praised legislation intended to stabilize financial markets and make them more transparent.
And that's why reform will rein in excess and help ensure that these kinds of transactions take place in the light of day.
That more or less became the Dodd-Frank Act, which helped lay the groundwork for years of recovery. But observers also pointed out the tension in Obama's relationship to New York's financial industry. One of those was broadcaster Laura Flanders, speaking outside Cooper Union's Great Hall.
2 years ago on the campaign, he not only gave a speech here calling for reform, but also went to meet with Wall Street bankers and others to gather contributions for his
Like
campaign.
A lot of people, Obama came here to tap New York's spigot of capital. On the one hand, he was playing by the rules of the game. On the other, that meant hobnobbing with the prosperous.
Candidates will come to New York a number of times.
That's Sarah Kovner. She and her husband, Victor Kovner.
I practice law with a firm of Davis Wright Tremaine.
Are longtime supporters of the Democratic National Committee. They know a lot about the fundraising circuit and how a candidate will hit Houston and Chicago.
And they'll go to California, maybe to San Francisco and Los Angeles a couple of times. But for every time they go there, they'll come to New York 4 or 5 times.
The Kovners hosted a fundraiser for President Obama in March of 2012 in their apartment on West 67th Street. 120 people jammed into their home.
It was tight.
Most had paid $5,000 to get in. The donors sat in folding chairs or sipped wine while standing next to large panes of bulletproof glass placed in front of the windows. Beforehand, the Secret Service sat Sarah down and instructed her, no drinking glasses in the hands of the guests in the first two rows. Those could be used as weapons.
I said, well, you know, they're not going to throw anything at him.
They've given $5,000.
Yeah, they've given $5,000. They didn't come here to throw a glass at him.
The donors kept their glasses. This was the first of three fundraisers held for Obama that evening, a typical arrangement on his trips to New York. The Kovners say the events brought in north of $1.5 million. They also say, no kidding, it was a highlight of their lives.
He is a person of such quality. We share his values deeply. He expresses them in a forceful, compelling manner. It was, I have to say, profoundly moving.
When not raking in the dough, Obama would occasionally chill out and buff his regular guy image by cracking jokes with the locals. Jon Stewart at The Daily Show and Jimmy Fallon, with whom he famously slow-jammed the news.
Through the actions of my administration, we were able to stimulate the economy and get our country back on track.
Oh, yeah.
Obama was not a newbie to New York. In his 20s, he lived with a girlfriend in Brownstone, Brooklyn, and he spent 2 years at Columbia University. Naturally, there's a debunked conspiracy theory claiming he never went there. In his memoir, Dreams from My Father, Obama tells a story about being a young man and flying into town and showing up at a friend's apartment on West 109th Street, a friend who forgot he was coming. Obama ended up sleeping in an alley and in the morning bathing at a fire hydrant with a homeless guy. 28 years later, dressed in a tailored suit, Obama stood at the podium in the United Nations General Assembly Hall.
It is my honor to address you for the first time as the 44th president of the United States.
That first trip to the international body went so well, it was sort of like date night two. The UN was captivated by Obama, who said he was very attracted to the UN's mission.
It is my deeply held belief that in the year 2009, more than at any point in human history, the interests of nations and peoples are shared.
Globalism, diversity, cross-cultural exchange. Obama embodies those things as deeply as they reside in the heart of New York. But as Stuart Patrick, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says, Obama's comfort with New York and the affection he gets from New Yorkers makes other Americans suspicious.
To the degree that they associate New York as being cosmopolitan and internationalist, it can be tarred with the same brush of being either, you know, elitist or out of touch with Main Street USA.
Obama did score victories at the UN, like the Paris Accord on climate change. But over time, the romance faded.
Towards the last couple of years, he sounded increasingly wistful. It was almost like he was an enlightened guy who, in a sense, was inhabiting an unreasonable world.
What you might call the world we live in now. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
His first two terms ended in such a hurry. Wish he could go for three like my man Steph Curry.
Now, there will be no third term. I can't stay forever. Besides, Daddy's got a Hawaiian vacation booked in about 223 days. But who's counting?